الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. May Allah Ta'ala fill our hearts with the honor of the Quran Sharif. Understand that it is the Kitab of Allah, the most superior Kitab in the world, and that we have to obey and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and in there lies all our success of Deen, Dunya and Akhirat also. And the respect, the honor, the love, the all the rights of the Quran, proper yaqeen, iman on the Quran Sharif, may Allah out of His kindness bless us with that. And also with the great month of Ramadan, what this great month is. And yeah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the combination of the Quran Sharif with the month of Ramadan. And the combination is from before. Allah has made a very strong connection between all the heavenly scriptures, the Quran Sharif, especially with this month of Ramadan. And Alhamdulillah, the whole Muslim Ummah since ever have always given this great association, its great priority in their lives, keeping rozas in the month of Ramadan, Taraweeh at night, and then Quran Sharif during the day and night. And the examples that we read of how much of Quran Sharif people read in the month of Ramadan, it must be a source of inspiration for us also, that we try and do more what we are doing, that we don't feel that I'm doing a lot, but that we realize I'm still doing really nothing whatsoever, and I have to do much more. That realization comes into us and we have more greater connection. So this month of Ramadan, which Allah has blessed us, every moment is also so valuable. And at the towards the end of that hadith of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is Allah's Nabi, who came here for a limited time and for, in a sense, an unlimited mission. About 63 years of life, 23 years of Nabuwat, and a mission till the day of Qiyamah. And not only for his own people, the Arab people, but for the whole world, for man and for jinn. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is a Nabi Rasul for the jinn also. What a mission. So in that time, we can imagine how valuable every moment, every word of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. In that context, if we take when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us of four things to do in this month. So how important it must be that Allah's Nabi is giving importance to it. So how important it must be. And from our side, we should see our attitude. How much are we fulfilling that? La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. How much are we reading it? And it shouldn't not just to be read, but it is the reality of it that it comes into us. Of La ilaha illallah, how much are we making dhikr, remembering, repeating it? And of course, this La ilaha illallah is the very essence of the whole world, of life, of everything. As we have repeatedly heard that Allah, the word Allah, as long as there's one person saying it, Allah will keep the system of the whole world carrying on. It will carry on, the winds will blow, the rains will come, the ground will set forth the crops and things will grow. All intizam of the world which is there, all types of all the intizam, Allah will see to that as long as there is one person who is saying Allah. From here, ulama have written also that it isn't the favors of the people of the world, of technology and science, that they have upon us, that they have made our lives easy. But it is our favor on them, that as long as there is a Muslim, and it's one person is saying Allah, Allah will keep this. We unfortunately are also suffering from an inferiority complex, and we also feel that the people of the world, with all their arrangements, all the governments, all the businesses, everything which is carrying on, manufacturing of things, etc., all the transport systems, that they are making things easy for us and they are making it possible for us to live. But the actual fact is the opposite, that the Muslims and those who are more in deen and who are saying more the word Allah and more observing the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, they are the ones who are really showing favors to all the people of the world. Beautiful example of this is given if a person is running a bus service and his capacity is, for example, 50 passengers. He gets 50 passengers, he is happy. He is going smiling to the bank to deposit. He is getting his maximum return because his bus is going full and everywhere. But if the passengers drop to 40, 30, he will still carry on. He has already made provision that in his profit that he makes, that still it's a profitable business. And he can still carry on and overcome all his overhead expenses and still make a profit also. But if the passengers drop to 10 and 5, or if there is no passenger, then naturally he's going to close his bus service. I'm not getting anything out of this. Like that, what is keeping the world going is Allah. And so much to just one person out of 6-8 billion people, he says Allah, that word is so valuable that Allah will keep all the services of the world carrying on. Yeah, the person, if he gets 20 passengers, 15, he'll close his service. But just one person, so how valuable is this word of Allah Ta'ala? So it is really that this is what we have to get into our lives, and the La ilaha illallah, how valuable these words are. And so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and if we as Muslims are not fulfilling it, then we can't expect anyone else to fulfill the rights of this. So we should ask ourselves, and especially those of us who feel we are connected to a deen, those people who are listening and feel that we are like interested in deen, how much of La ilaha illallah are we reading? Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki Rahmatullah Ali once mentioned to me that he met Hazraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, and they were like friends, more or less of the same age also. So once when he went and meet Hazrat by that time he had heart problems, and doctors advised him to walk. So he says that if you want to, you can walk with me after Asr, I take my walk. So then Hazrat explained to him that when Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib was ba'at to Hazraji Maulana Ilyas Patel, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali Kandilvi. And then Hazraji had had prescribed for him 120,000 times La ilaha illallah. So in that walk, they walked to the Qabristan of Delhi near the Markaz, Humayu, the Qabristan, famous Qabristan there. And then Hazratji showed him at the door where the entrance is, there are those like columns and little rooms made there, small little rooms. And according to season, Hazrat should stay there and make the zikr of 120,000 times La ilaha illallah, and a similar amount, a great amount of Allah, till Zuhar time, from Fajr till Zuhar. That is when he became Hazratji, and the world turned and Allah made him means of hidayat for people. Today also, if we will take the name of Allah in the Khanqas, it was till now, there are people who do Bara Tisbih, which is really 1300 times all the different aspects of La ilaha illallah. Our Khanqa Hazrat has been so kind, and just by 100 also, if we do it properly, we will still get this sawab. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, and this, not only the sawab, but the effects of 120,000. So our at least 100 times La ilaha illallah, Allah give us tawfiq to do this regularly. So the La ilaha illallah and istighfar, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it pleases Allah Ta'ala. And at this moment, the problems of the world really is that Allah is displeased with us. We have committed our gunas. We have displeased Him. All the great, great wrong that we are doing. The immorality in the world. And then in our holy lands of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, Haramain Sharifain, all so many evils have been introduced there. On in our own lives, in our homes, our TV, our disinclination to deen, preference of other education, preference of other ways of life, so much so that our entertainment is more important than our deen also. Our sports is more important than our deen also. Everything else, our business is more important. So in this case, then we can understand that how Allah has become displeased with us. So our work is to please Allah. And here we are clearly told that by the istighfar and the kalima, Allah becomes pleased. And of course, durood sharif also, Allah becomes greatly, greatly pleased. And we should think that those of us who regard ourselves, or people regard us, that we are associated with deen, that we are dindar, our outward form show that we are dindar. People tell us that you are pious people, but let us see what is our piety. In this month, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us, how much are we reading La ilaha illallah? How much are we making tawbah, istighfar? And then what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, two things you cannot do without. To ask Allah of Jannah and to ask Allah to protect us, save us from Jahannam. Really, this is the essence of things. That the real, this is how we have made our object of life, everything else besides what it should be. So in that case, how can we reach our destination? How can we achieve our goals when we are not at all in the correct direction? We are choosing the wrong methods. We are going in the wrong direction and we want a good result. Which our Ustad Hafiz Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if we are planting weeds and we want flowers to grow, roses to grow, how can that happen? In the first place, nobody plants weeds. Weeds grow on their own. Our evil desires, we don't have to cultivate them. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in one of his all Hazrat's bayans are so great. He says that you won't find an institution in the world to teach people to do wrong. Perhaps today there are, we don't know. But they're all institutions are for good things in the world. Wrong just comes into a person. Desire for wrong, planning to do wrong. All a person does is, he does how many wrong things. So the wrong things are there. So this evil, the desire of it is within man. And in order to please, to save ourselves, our islah is required. And for that, we have to think, we have to beg Allah Ta'ala of Jannat, and He saves us from Jahannam. Jannat will be the place where all goodness is. Only goodness in Jannat. And Jahannam is the place where all evil and the worst types of punishment, worst types of torture which we cannot even imagine. How much is told that is there? How much we don't really relate to it. So how much important isn't it? And this words of Nabi that he gave this advice. If a mother gives advice to her child, parting advice just before she passes away, the father gives some advice and the parting advice. How much importance we attach to it? This is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the coming of this month, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this. So this dua, we should try and really, if we are slacking in them, if we are not for doing how much we should do, then we should try and do as much as we can. Of La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah. When a'udhu billahi minan nar, whatever occasion we should take out time, read it, or fix certain times that we read, like between the four rakats of Taraweeh, the Tarweeha, at that time we can read it, some other times we read it, but we should try and pay attention, and we should see how much are we fulfilling this commandment of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this month is already, Ashura is gone already. And what have we done in the Ashara? How much have we, each one of us, take stock of ourselves? That how many times, how much Quran Sharif have I read? How much of this Tasbih have I read? Of Istighfar, of Kalima Tayyibah, and of asking of Jannat and saving ourselves from Jahannam. How much have I done this? Each one we should check. And all the other, our ma'amulat, what we have to do. How much are we doing it? How much, or is our time getting wasted? That also we should see on the phone all the time with the messages. This is one thing that is taking us right off track. Amount of messages that are coming, etc. And in that also we should say, Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Encourage, help one another on doing good works, works of taqwa, of piety. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not help, encourage on sin and on all the wrong things, etc. A disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. We should also see how much, what are we engaged in? Are we doing some amar bil ma'aruf, nahi anil munkar? Are we telling people what is right? Some targhib, some encouragement? Or are we being used, or are we stopping people from doing the right thing? People who want to, in the humble way, try and do something right, are we helping and we are stopping the right thing? This also we should see in this month, in which direction are we going. We have to be helping all Muslims are such that they help us of one another. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعَرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That believing people, Muslims are all helpers of one another. They help one another to do good. And on the other hand, the munafiqeen, Allah Ta'ala says, they are the people that يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. They stop the good things. So let us not resemble the wrong people. And today, internationally, it must not be that we as Muslims, we are discouraging the wrong. We are in our ways trying to, we are discouraging the good. And in our ways, we are stopping the good. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And this is a clear-cut thing. But unfortunately, with this phone and the messages and what goes, all the news that comes, etc., we get caught up in the wrong things, and which is made as a good thing in our eyes today. The wrong, it has come in the hadith, a time will come in the ummah when the wrong they will see as right, and the right they will see as wrong. Allah protect us. For that, this dua is very important. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ. Oh Allah, show us the haq, the right, as the right. And then give us tawfiq of doing it. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, what ma'arif Allah had blessed Hazrat with, that yeah, the word tawfiq is not used. وَرْزُقْنَا rizq is used. And in the hadith it comes that a person will not die until he completes his rozi. His last drop of water till he does not have it. His last grain of rice till he does not have it. A person won't die. So, oh Allah, give us that tawfiq of goodness, the last bit of it. That we don't fall short of it. Every good that is meant for us, we get that good. And the same way, وَعَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ. And oh Allah, show us the batil, the wrong, the evil, as evil. وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ. And you give us the rosy. You give us the rosy of staying away. That means fully all the evil, that we stay away from all the evil. So what a dua, that all evil must go out of us, all good must come into us. So especially now, with the present environment and circumstances that there are, let us see in which side are we being used. Are we doing good? Obedience of Allah, this month is for more ibadat. Or are we stopping people from ibadat? We are becoming the means of stopping people from making their ibadat, etc. So we should see which side we are being used. This is a very, very important aspect. And this is with this great month that has come to deliver. This month of Ramadan is also like a guest who has come and has come not to eat from us, but who has brought food for us. who has come not for asking us for refuge or protection, but has come to give us protection and refuge. Has come not to give us not to take a splendid life for us, but to give us a splendid life. Life of Jannat, life of obedience of Allah. Life where a person sees when he is in the obedience of Allah, he is enjoying that life. At namaz he is enjoying, roza he is enjoying. When all these things become mahbub and beloved to a person, month of Ramadan has come to give us that, to let us realize. So it's a great, great gift that has come to us. And those of us who will open the doors, not of our houses, but the doors of our hearts for Ramadan. And we look forward and we embrace Ramadan, that this great month has come with all the great goodness, all the great gifts, all the great goodies this month has come to give, to bless us with. So if we can open our doors and then we receive the guest. If we have got a guest who told us I'm coming on a certain date, and when he comes, now the door is locked, we are looking for the keys. And the outside of the house is also dirty. When he enters, the inside is also all, everything is mud upside down, nothing is right. When you show him his room, also everything is upside down there. It's dirty. Who will want to, which guest will want to stay? So this month of Ramadan has come. If we have not the outward cleanliness and not all the savory preparations and not all our others, but if we prepared ourselves inside, spiritually, Allah gave us the month of Rajab, we brought our namazes in order, our qada'i umri in order, made namazes what are namazes, which also Allah give us tawfiq, we make dua to Allah, that one of the objects of our lives is namaz, that we become namazis, kamman kaifan, the quantity of namaz also we fulfill all the requirements, and the kaifiyat of namaz also, khushu, khudu, properly concentration, devotion, zahiran, batinan, our outward namaz also becomes right, and our inside namaz also, and we make dua for that for our family members, and then extend it to our students, all our friends, murids, the whole ummah, for everyone we make, that namaz comes into our lives. So this is the month that if we Rajab, we clear, we got namaz into our lives. Shaban, we took a spiritual path and we made tawbah of all our gunas. Now when the month of Ramadan approaches, inshallah, the month will be happy to stay with us. The month will stay the full month. It won't go away, in the sense that we keep 2-3 rozas, now we send Ramzan away, we can't keep you anymore. It's enough now. 2-3 nights Taraweeh, now we can't keep you more. Now we are sending you away. One beautiful example, one person goes driving with his family and comes to a traffic light, and there's a beggar there, and the beggar says that if you give me a lift, I appreciate it. He says, I'm sorry, I've got my wife here, my children, I've got no place for you. So he says, okay, you've got no place for me, but I'm Mr. Dollar. So he says, oh, you Mr. Dollar, you are so valuable. Your value is just rising all the time. So he told his wife, go and sit on the back seat and let Mr. Dollar sit here, because he's a VIP, he's a very important person. Carried on driving, came to the next traffic light, another beggar there, also begging, and a beggar. How his condition, clothes, etc., everything, and he's asking for love. So he said, I'm very, very sorry that I have to put my wife in the back seat, and I have to give Mr. Dollar his here with me. And he's the VIP, I've got no place for you. He says, no problem if you have got no place for me, but I'm Mr. Pound, who is even more valuable than Mr. Dollar. Oh, you are Mr. Pound. In that case, he told his wife, you go in the boot and put Mr. Dollar in the back seat. And he put Mr. Pound in front now, VIP. As they're going in front, next again, another beggar asking for left. He says that, impossible. I have to put my dear, loving wife, who I love so much, but I have to put her in the boot of the car. Mr. Dollar, I have to put in the back seat. I've got Mr. Pound here. So you've got no place for me, no problem, but I'm Mr. Deen. I'm Mr. Islam. and I will help you all the time. Wherever you are, in dunya also, if you put me in your life, I will guide you. Akhirat, I will make sure you get Jannah. You will get saved from Jahannam. You say, Mr. Islam, I really love you. I love you more than Mr. Dollar. I love you more than Mr. Pound also. But I will respect you. You come to our masjid. You come in a jamaat, I'll make your ikram. I'll bring food for you also. But you stay in the masjid. You don't come in interfere in my house life and tell me how I must live. You don't come in interfere in my business life and tell me how I must do my business. You don't interfere in my social life and tell me how I must do my weddings and all other social activities. You stay in the masjid. I love you. So this is our attitude, what we have got no place for Islam. For Mr. Dollar, for our entertainment, our Mr. Pound, we have got all the time. So really this is now a time that we reverse the things. One Jamaat came and they also gave a very beautiful example. They say that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the righteous and the pious of before, the most important thing in their lives was Iman. They would sacrifice everything for Iman. Iman was the most important. Second was effort for this Iman. To make effort to acquire this Yaqeen, this Iman. And at these times, all of us also have to check. I speak for myself, but we just say that our Iman is being tested. And a person wonders what is the quality and whether we have got Iman also. And we can also only make dua to Allah that He protect our Iman. At the moment, the way things are going, how our Iman is being tested now. So anyway, they used to make effort for Iman. What real effort have we made for Iman? Then thirdly, they used to, for Dini education. That was the third most important thing, for Dini education. Fourthly, they had respect for one another. They honored one another on the basis of Deen. This person is a alim, this person is a hafiz, he's a haji, or he's a mujahid, whatever it is on the basis of deen. And fifthly, what time they had, they gave it to dunya then. Earn little bit of dunya, and in that case Allah gives so much barakat. Until today, there are people who have devoted themselves like to jamaat work. And Allah made the dunya, it comes easy. They just little bit effort here, there, and the dunya comes, Allah make it easy for them. And he said, then, today we have reversed it, we have turned around the whole thing. Our most important is for dunya. That is the first thing in our dunya. What relationships we've got, respect for one another, is on the basis of dunya. Who is Mr. So-and-so? Whose position in the political thing? Who is more higher? Who is lower? Everything of dunya. Thirdly, dunya's education. That is very important for us. That we will prepare to sacrifice everything for dunya's education. Fourthly, then effort for dunya that we make. All the time, effort for dunya that we make. And lastly, if we have time, we will give it to deen. We are in a mood, we came home, there is enough time, everything is in order, we'll go for Maghrib namaz. We'll do some one, two namazes, and we made a big ihsan on deen also. And we are Muslim still. لا تمنى علي إسلامكم. But I'm a Muslim. I must appreciate, I'm a Muslim. But we think we are doing favors. We are giving our zakat. I'm doing a great favor to Islam and to Muslims that I'm giving my zakat. So he said, our hands are upside down, and when your hand, you can't greet somebody also. You can't turn the key of your car, your ignition also with it. You can't turn the handle of your house to go in your toilet. All that the effort is required is just to make it right again. So if we can, this month of Ramadan, we realize our Iman is the most important. And then to make a concentrated effort to build this Iman. Talk about the Iman. Listen about Iman. Make dua for this Iman. Stay in the environment of Iman. Read the lives of the people of Iman. Today I will Google all the time. And today all the other wrong things that we are involved. And then a knowledge of deen. That we realize the value of this great knowledge of deen. This is so valuable. One clip one alim sent that a Syrian alim is making bayan and of a reality that a woman went to the Qabristan and told a grave digger to dig a grave. This was many years ago. Now there are much more formalities and it's all formalized, etc. So he dug the grave. Afterwards they came with the janazah, not so many people, and the janazah brought everything, namaz, everything buried, and he used to go in the grave, and he, to his utter amazement, he saw the whole qabr, and this is 100% genuine. And all the names are also there of these great alims. The whole qabr became a beautiful garden of Jannah, which he witnessed. And he saw two people, farishtas, come on horses, and they took this body and they went away. He felt unconscious when he saw all this. They put water on him, he came back again, consciousness, asked him, he explained, but that woman was nowhere to be seen. After a few months, that woman came again. She said, won't you dig a grave? She said, aren't you that same woman? She said, yes. And he dug the grave, they brought the body, buried. Again the same thing happened. Again those two farishtas came. And they took the body and went away. When he came, this time he rushed out and the Indian fall unconscious. And he asked that woman, but you came a few months ago and now you came, who are you? So she asked, why are you asking? So then he explained what I have seen here. So she said, the first was my young son, because studying deen, becoming an alim, studying deen. And Allah gave him this great honor. And now my second son has passed away. Most probably, if I remember correctly, he's a carpenter. But he used to spend money on his brother for his studies, etc. He passed away. So then, when he saw the value of ilm of deen, what great value, he went to the great alim of Damascus, and he told him that I want to become an Ali. He said, you are 40, 50 years old. Where were you all this time? You didn't become an Ali. And now you want to become at this age, what are you going to become an Ali? Then he explained what happened. And then he became an Ali. His name is there. And one of the famous great ulama of Sham. He became, and his children also all. And they all became great, great ulama. So today we give preference to this other education. Our deeni ta'aleem, what a great thing it is. So Allah give us tawfiq to correct things. And this is the month that we turn towards Allah Ta'ala. We encourage one another with good. And we don't discourage and we don't block and stop whatever good few humble people are trying in their little way to do their good. That we don't become a blockage. We don't stop them from their good. We try and encourage. And we help where we can to do the good. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.